I'd like to thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen. Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
You know, he couldn't have called a more unqualified person to try to carry his word than me. But he called me, and I've got a job to do.
Amen.
You know, I let the devil beat me up at times. I let him tell me, oh, you don't preach as good as this preacher. You don't preach as good as that preacher. Well, it seems like if he wanted me to preach like that other preacher, he'd have made two of them, wouldn't he?
Amen.
Lord help, don't let the devil win.
Amen.
I'd like to thank Hilltop Church for having enough confidence in me this evening. Let me try to stand and do God's will.
Amen.
I got a few scriptures I'm going to read.
Amen.
It comes in the book of Matthew 24:6. We'll just start at 24:4. And Jesus said unto them, y'all bear with me, I'm not a strong reader. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and I shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. And shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated for all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, and love of many shall wax cold.
Amen.
But he that shall endure until the end, same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. What this scripture is trying to teach us right here, how many of those things we done seen happen in this world that we live in today? We're running out of time, folks.
Amen.
These lost sinners are running out of time.
Amen.
You know, we hear about earthquakes and famines and all these bad things that happened in the world. We just went through a pandemic. All these things, it's becoming normal anymore. We're running out of time. It's time to get down to the Father's business. It says, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. How much longer we got before that last message goes out? How much time these lost sinners got? Lord, I don't see much time left. I believe the end is near. I believe it's right amongst us. I don't believe we have a lot of time left in this old world. I don't see how God can let it stand much longer. As far as we're getting away and living in the world and we're taking God out of it, how could he stand for it? And what's at stake, people? These lost sinners. These lost sinners. How could he stand for such? Lord help, how could he stand for it? You know, if you flip over in the Revelations, you get a little piece of what's yet to come in the end of time. I'm going to read a little bit out of Revelations right here, if I can get to it here. It's in Revelation 6, 14th verse. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and the island were moved out of their places, and the kings of earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains. And he said to the mountains and rocks, fall upon us to hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Let me tell you something. If you're lost and you make it to that day, It's already too late. Let me tell you something. They don't make a den deep enough to hide you from the face of God. They don't make a rock big enough to fall on you. You're going to be wanting to be dead, but that ain't the end. It ain't the end. That's just the beginning of where you're going. You headed to a devil's hell if you lost and undone. Hey, you headed to a place where the flame never ends, where the worm doesn't die. You ain't gonna have no friends down there. You ain't gonna have no friends. Lord help, it ain't a place you wanna be. Why would you wait that long? Why would you put off salvation? It's going to be the worst place you ever been. You can't even wrap your mind around how bad that hell's going to be. And let me tell you something. It never fills up. It's getting fuller and fuller every day, but it'll never fill up. It'll never fill up. There's always going to be room for one more. You're here today and you lost that one more. Could be you. It don't have to be. You can take care of that here today. Right here tonight. We got a saving God. He's still in the saving business. Our Lord died on the cross. He died for your sins and He died for my sins. Let me tell you something. I was holding that nail and you were swinging the hammer. He died for all of us. You can't even get off the seat and do nothing. Lord, that goes for lost and saved. If that makes you look at, makes you feel that big, it does me too. I sit on the Lord too. A lot of times when I have to preach it myself, bad as I hate it. I'm just a sinner like you. I ain't no better than nobody. All I am is filthy rags. We're going to flip over to Romans here for a moment. Here's time. You know, if you're here tonight and you're lost and you wonder about salvation, Romans lays it out about as easy to understand as you could possibly read it. I'm going to read it right here for you. Romans 10, the 9th verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord all over is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hey, the Bible teaches me he don't care who you are. He ain't no respecter of man. All he's worried about is that inward. He'll save anybody. I tell you one thing, if he'll save me, knowing what how I treated my salvation, he'll save anybody. Well, I drug her through the mud. I stomped all over my salvation. Treated her bad. And he knowed I was going to do it. He saved me anyway. Why wouldn't he save you? He'll save anybody. I pray for the lost tonight. I pray that, Lord, tonight would be enough. When is enough going to be enough? I see these preachers week after week come in here and pour their heart out to the lost. Preach their heart and soul into these messages and nobody moves. I just can't understand it. I don't understand. I tell you what, we got a good pastor right here. He loves the Lord. Let me tell you something. He preaches to these lost people. Tell you what, I look up to him. He's a good man. Amen. All he wants to see is lost saved. People do right. I love Hilltop Church. I'm proud to call it my home. That's my message, Brother Larry. Get you a song.